This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast on my flagship station, AM 860, The Answer in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations all across America. By the way, I'm broadcasting from my Moss Nissan Studio, too. And special thanks go out to our military men and women listening to us right now, all across America and around the world, too. And let's not forget that our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Border Patrol, our security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping us free and safe. And to everybody working the Third Watch tonight, I hope that you're all doing well, and I hope that everybody is just staying out of trouble. That's about all we can do, right? And let's not forget to check out the Captain's America Third Watch.com website, too. Follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, and on Twitter, at Captain's America. Well, joining us right now, we have Rod Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, sir.
Time to say the pledge. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance, to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty, and justice, for all. And we emphasize the two words under God because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, gosh, where do I start? How about if I start at the beginning, and there's Flip saying good morning, but he's going, Ron Edwards.
Good morning, Flip.
Oh, it's so nice when you got friends having fun. Okay, but here's the thing. Okay, we definitely now know that Senator Mitch McConnell is saying that the Senate has no choice on taking up impeachment if it gets passed in the House, which, by the way, I had quite a conversation with not only Kyle Warren, but also with Denise Simon. There is no guarantee that this is going to pass in the House yet.
That's true. There's no guarantee, but got to be ready for it just in case it does happen. And it's true, Senate Majority Leader did say that they would have no choice to take up the articles of impeachment against Trump and should they approve them following their formal impeachment inquiry. He kept emphasizing that. And so it's going to be very interesting. I'm kind of with you guys. I don't know if it's actually going to happen because I think Nancy Pelosi and company understand that it could really backfire.
Oh, they know. Believe me. But she came out and said that she doesn't care, that it's all about the Constitution. Well, listen to what my buddy Pete Hegseth had to say, talking to Richard Fowler the other day on Fox News. Now, Pete was the former president of the Concerned Veterans for America. But listen to what he has to say here.
All right. As Democrats vow to impeach President Trump, a new Washington Post op-ed claims, quote, Trump sees himself as a victim of historic proportions. But meanwhile, headlines painting a much more sympathetic picture of Joe Biden, who's staring down controversial ties to Ukraine. One article lamenting Biden is, quote, weathering attacks from Trump. So why the different treatment? Here to weigh in, Fox News contributor and Democratic strategist Richard Fowler. Richard, if you're thanks for being here this morning, by the way.
Good to be here.
If you're a Trump supporter, you voted for this man, you went through this the Russia witch hunt, which ultimately came up for nothing. Now you see the last week in Ukraine, you see the details coming together, and you realize they're going to decide to impeach him before they even see this transcript, all of which has come into question since then. How can you not look at President Trump and say, this is a guy that's been under assault from the beginning?
Listen, I can't speak to what happened in Russia because that's the past. What we were talking about as far as Ukraine goes back to a call that happened a couple months ago on July 25th. Where we know from both the presidential, from the transcript released from the White House, as well as the whistleblower complaint, that Donald Trump withheld federal congressionally allocated aid to Ukraine in order to dig up dirt in his political opponents.
No, he didn't. Now, again, the Democrats are lying about this, and if somebody doesn't, and by the way, Pete Hegseth did challenge him on that and set him straight. But this is the talking points, and this is what they're going through. And you tell a lie long enough, I guess, what is it? You tell a lie long enough, it becomes the truth or something like that?
Eventually, the people will believe it. You know, that's the old Hitler strategy. And so they're depending upon the ignorance of the American people. And so that's why we've got to continue to hammer the truth on this issue, because if you look at the transcript, there's a gap between the Trump, what he said, because he didn't say directly, I want you to do such and such and such and such. There was a gap between that, and it was not connected. And so, when you hear the Democrats continue to lie and say that he directly
Here's the lie. The latest conspiracy by the congressional Democrats, their theory alleges that the Trump administration tried to cover up a transcript of a phone call between President Trump and the president of the Ukraine. Now, the White House has made the call available for all to see, but that's not even the best part. It turns out the whistleblower had no firsthand knowledge of anything being alleged. And again, I'm not a lawyer, but hearsay evidence is not allowed in a court of law.
Well, unless you understand that I don't know how they got away with doing this.
They changed the rules. Yeah. Whether or not they're legal or not, I don't know, but they changed the rules.
Yeah, I mean, didn't tell anyone. They just decided to and said, whoop, here we go. We changed the rule, and you got to follow along. No, this is something that was done under the cloak of darkness, and I don't think that they need to follow that.
You know what the scariest part of all this is? Well, hang on. I'll tell you when we come back. I'll tell you exactly what the scariest part is when we come back, folks. All right. Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. We're coming right back with an Edwards Notebook. And coming up bottom of the hour, Kathy Chamberlain, author of Rules for Deplorables. We're going to be on rule number 9 this week. So don't go anywhere. I'm coming right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-613-2646. That's 1-800-613-2646. 1-800-613-2646.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Recently, many cities, including Cleveland, Los Angeles, and Washington, D.C., were littered by hundreds of filthy leftist, elitist climate strike activists. Yet, it was hundreds of conservatives who gathered in Los Angeles and Baltimore recently to help the environment and clear trash and help those unable to help themselves. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards on today's page from the Edwards Notebook. While leftists pretend to be concerned about the environment, conservative activist Scott Pressler and 200 volunteers cleared out 50 tons of accumulated trash from a Los Angeles homeless camp in one single day, all without bureaucratic government help. It was leftist Democrat government policies that purposefully created that chronic California homeless problem in the first place. So it was not surprising to learn that not one single Los Angeles or California government official bothered to help clean up the mess they made or even thank Pressler and the others who came from across the republic to clean up that mess. Pressler and company also cleared away 19 tons of trash in Baltimore. Wake up, my fellow Americans. The republic you saved from the crazed leftists may be your own. I'm Ron Edwards. please check out theronedwards.talkspot.com for news updates and other great stuff.
Good morning, America. And by the way, this portion of the program brought to you by Moss Nissan. Now, you know, I've been driving around a brand new Nissan Murano available from Moss Nissan. M-A-U-S is mossnissan.com. And I'll tell you what, if you're like me, you kind of like to drive sporty little things, want to drive SUVs, it's got the comfort of a luxury crossover. This one here is the vehicle. It's got a powerful V6 engine, and it's got to get up and go in an SUV. It looks fantastic inside and out. And, yep, even the people like riding around in it, that ride around in it. How's that? I've also gotten 35 miles to the gallon with this thing out on the interstate highway. And if you behave yourself, you can get 27 to 30 miles per gallon in the city. If you behave yourself. Now, all of the new Nissan Muranos come with exclusive Moss Care maintenance program, also free oil changes and tire rotations for life, and dozens of other features to keep your Murano running right for years to come. And remember, you serve, you save. If you're active duty military, a veteran, a first responder, active or retired, a 911 dispatcher too, you get preferred pricing on all the new and used vehicles. So don't forget to go to Moss Nissan 19 and 54 Newport Richey, US 19 in Crystal River, a new location coming soon in Tampa. Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. Tell them the captain sent you. You'll save another $500 on your deal. All righty, Ron Edwards is back with us. Hey, Ron.
Good morning.
All right, we've got Eric on the telephone, and he wants to either make a comment or a question. So, good morning, Eric. Your turn.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Thanks for taking my call, sir.
Yes, sir.
You read, it's in the news that there's allegedly a memorandum or white paper out that Donald Trump, President Donald Trump, is, you know, violating, threatening national security, and you got 300 knuckleheads signing a piece of paper, you know, attesting and affirming to the fact and affidavits and blah, blah, blah. So let me get this straight. So President Donald Trump decides to rescind a memorandum deferring processing people out of the country, but he's the threat to national security. Let me get this straight. He wants to institute stricter border controls of letting people in and out of this country since 9/11, which has been wide open, but he's the national security threat. Let me understand this straight. So you have a former Democrat candidate for president who, while Secretary of State, has been documented in the numerous stories out there, mm-hmm. that approves the sale of up to 20% of our uranium ore to Uranium One company, which is owned by the Russian Federation and Vladimir Putin. Mm-hmm. But Donald Trump's the threat to national security. I mean, let me get this straight. Donald Trump wants to pull, he doesn't want to pull the trigger per se and allow the dogs of war to be unleashed like sometimes they should, until he has better intelligence or better confirmation of certain actions that are going on overseas. But Donald Trump's the threat to national security. He wants to put America first and tell the globalists where they can go, but he's the threat to national security. I dare say, in 2013, the National Defense Authorization Act, therein signed by President Obama, mm-hmm. affirmed and attested that it is now legal to propagandize the American people, and people want to wonder why all this news is untruthful and lying. Well, because they're protected by federal law from mm-hmm. prosecution of this. But Donald Trump is the threat to national security. Mm-hmm. Let me get this straight. President Trump, you know, he wants to improve the nation's inner cities, which are predominantly run by Democrats, but he's the threat to national security. Sir mm-hmm. and gentlemen, I'm kind of ranting here, getting all fired up. let me just, you follow where I'm going with this.
I do.
Let me get this straight. There's suspicion that a CrowdStrike server mm-hmm. owned or operated by the former Secretary of State under the Obama administration, former Democrat candidate for president,
yep.
Hillary Clinton,
yep.
in the Ukraine, but it's Donald Trump who's a threat to national security. Dare I say the Democrat Party is the threat to national security. And I'll listen to your guys' comments.
Way to go, Eric. Kudos to that one. And let me see. There you go. That's for Eric. What do you think, Tehran? I think he was right.
I think it was stupendous. Mm-hmm. First of all, what he's talking about is a transfer of stories.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at it, everything the Democrats themselves have been doing, which the Trumpster has been reversing, that it's the Democrats who are the actual threat to our national security.
That's right.
But of course, it's like you said before we went to break. If you tell a lie and tell it often enough, people will start believing it. And this is what the Democrats are doing. They know themselves that it's they who are the threat to our national security. Mm-hmm. Trump has been only doing or trying to do what is right concerning our national security.
Mm-hmm.
What Trump is a threat to is the Democrats' mission of destruction.
Oh, yeah.
He's a threat to Democrats.
Well, the scariest part, and I started to say this, and now I'll say it, the scariest part is this might only be the beginning with White House Speaker, Nancy Pelosi's caucus increasingly dominated by the radical left wing that demands open borders, socialized medicine, and a complete government takeover of the economy under the euphemisms like the Green New Deal, a political theater for the adoring liberal press that may be the only thing holding the left together. Now, Democratic leaders have no power against the rising Democratic socialist stars in their party. Nancy Pelosi has lost control of this party, so they have no choice but to give it to their child, give it over to their childish antics.
Well, you know what? I would dare say that Nancy Pelosi is a leftist, is just as leftist as AOC or any of the rest of them. And the reason why I say that is look at the condition of where she's from. Now look at those conditions that her governance has fostered in her district. And you'll understand why I say that she's just as far left as any of the newcomers to the Democrat, to the Congress. It's just a pretense, just like they would pretend that a Biden is not that far left, or he's a moderate.
Well,
no, he's not.
Well, we are involved in a war against truce, a war for our very preservation, the United States of America, the republic that we all know and love, because they keep going democracy, democracy, democracy.
Well, we're not a democracy. We're a republic.
But according to them, we are, because that's what they want us to be.
Yeah, mob rule. That's what they want. Mob rule, which subjugates the right of the individual. That's what they're about. They don't believe in the right of the individual. They look at all of us as little cogs in the wheel. Nothing. You're not important as an individual. It's the mob. They believe in controlling us. And so we've got to smack this stuff back.
Well, I may be a cog. I may be a cog, but I'm not a cog in the wheel. I'm a hammer in the wheel, you know what I mean?
There you go. There you go.
And Eric
hammer.
And Eric is saying thanks. Well, thank you, Eric. That was great. You did a great job. But
yeah,
anyway,
he's a great American.
Yeah, well he is. He's a disabled veteran, and yes, sir, and there's quite a story behind him. Now, we've only got about 30 seconds or so to go here. You know, the New York Times claimed that Trump sought Australia's help to get part of the Dems' bid to scrap the Barr probe is nuts. That's another one that's a lie.
Nope. It's reverse, actually, if you want to get into
it. That's right.
Yeah, so that Australia reached out to us. So,
yep.
You know, they're shameless. And they come out with these lying headlines, boom, 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 one after another, and there's no shame in their game. But they're being exposed. And you're gonna see in the not too distant future, I believe, a big boomerang effect. All this is just gonna come back on them through the legal system.
All righty, we got to go, and we will talk to you. Later in the week.
Absolutely.
All right, Ron Edwards, everybody, host of the Edwards Notebook, and when we come back, Kathy Chamberlain, author from Rules for Deplorables, and we will be right back with her and more. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Democrats have now subpoenaed Rudy Giuliani, the president's personal lawyer, who was at the heart of Trump's efforts to get Ukraine to investigate political rival Joe Biden's family. That was after one of Trump's staunchest defenders, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, has now said he would have no choice but to consider articles of impeachment if the House approves them. Democrats moved aggressively against Giuliani, requesting by October 15th text messages, phone records, and other communications that they referred to as possible evidence. Schools in Montana took their earliest snow days in history after a blizzard dumped several feet of snow, while plunging temperatures threatened crops across other parts of the Rocky Mountains in an unusually early blast of wintry weather. Freeze warnings are in effect in parts of Utah and Idaho, and temperatures are expected to drop into the lower teens in each of those states, as well as Montana, in the overnight hours. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat and I'm doing a downward dog and he's underneath. He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties. He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. How could you not love him?
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star, and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are, and it's time for that time of the week when we have somebody called Kathy Chamberlain on. And oh, by the way, I got to tell you that this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends down there at Only Eyes Optical in Sarasota. But I got a little introduction here for little Miss Kathy, so here we go.
Hey,
be a proud, glorified with me. All right, you, that's a deplorable song, deplorable rock. And by the way, you're going to hear that when she's on the stage over in Orlando come Saturday. But I got to tell you about Only Eyes Optical and Boutique down at 6541 Superior Avenue in Sarasota in the Gulfgate area. 941-444-7984 is the number to call. And my good friend down there, Diana Reason, the licensed optician. Now, let me tell you something. I went to one of those big box optical shops where the guys are cheap glasses. You know, the one that's two pairs for $59.99 and all that. Well, yep, sure, right. I left with a big bill and a pair of glasses that's been causing me pain and pressure on my temples, causing me some headaches too, and I had a big groove on them, and now I got these new glasses, and guess what? No more marks. No more marks. They're gone. I feel like as if somebody took a pressure off my head. And if I hadn't have seen and gone in and asked Diana for some help, it never would have happened. So as a result, I've got these great glasses that actually fit me like a glove right now instead of the ones I had that were supposed to fit, but they didn't because they were not the right size, even though they said they were the biggest ones around. But it's a veteran-owned business. She will give a discount to veterans, military, first responders, and also meet or beat any advertised price around. And don't forget that they've got an optometrist on site, too. So trot on over. Only Eyes Optical and Boutique, 6541 Superior Avenue, Sarasota, in the Gulfgate area, 941-444-7984. Diana Reason, tell her the captain sent you. All right, Miss Kathy is here. Hello, Kathy.
Hey, good morning, Captain.
All right, we are doing the Rules for Deplorable series, and we're up to number 9 right now. Tell us what that is.
Yep, this is a good one for what we're hearing a lot in the news lately, and number 9 is the threat is usually more terrifying than the thing itself. We've been hearing a lot of threats lately, haven't we?
Oh, boy. What haven't we been getting threatened about?
Yeah, well, Trump specifically. I mean, there's a new threat every day, and now we're seeing this 2.0.
Well, mm-hmm. Our country's survived, what, a 3-year-long hoax perpetrated against President Trump. The evidence was based on biased, phony intelligence created and planted by the DNC, given cover by the FBI and the Fed to a complicit fake news media to create a crisis that didn't exist, a verifiable coup, which was narrowly averted. However, it's still going on, though, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh yeah, now it's part two, and they have a standard operating procedure, and they're following it to a T. We got to recognize it because it's so obvious; it's almost juvenile.
Well, yeah, but there's a bunch of things that go on here because the whistleblower complaint filed on August the 12th, 2019, where the writer professes to be deeply concerned that President Trump used his power to solicit interference from a foreign country in the 2020 U.S. election. Now, you know, whistleblower status is normally reserved for intel employees when they witness illegal behavior within their own community. That's not what happened here, is it?
No, definitely not. I did have the opportunity to read the entire complaint. And it's all secondhand information. There's not one thing that I read that was something that he himself witnessed or herself.
Yeah, and by the way, the hint in the paper here, the comment in the story was his, so there may be a him involved here. And, of course, the writer was not present during the president's phone call to the Ukrainian president, which was the subject of the complaint. Rather, more than half a dozen U.S. officials supposedly got the info firsthand, including Secretary of State Mike Pompeo.
Yeah, I did hear that yesterday. Interestingly, and this is what should disturb all of us, is that more than half a dozen U.S. officials, quote unquote, they were from within the White House. That's what we need to investigate.
Yeah, and we probably will get to the bottom of this, but the old form, when they changed the forms around here, the old form said first-hand information was required, and the new form does not have that. Does it?
No.
Rather convenient.
Yeah, isn't it? And they're still trying to figure out exactly what date that amendment took place, because it certainly sounds like it was amended specifically for this particular whistleblower and his complaint.
And this document we're talking about, the new one, was uploaded on September the 24th, 2019, at 4:25 in the afternoon, just days before the anti-Trump complaint was declassified and released to the public.
Weird. That's all I can say about that. But let's hope they can get to the bottom of it, because you recall way back when Anonymous, so-called Anonymous, out of, it was the New York Times, I believe, wrote that letter to the op-ed, and he spoke about, don't worry about it, there's adults in the room, we've got some people in the White House who have the Americans' back, and we're not going to let Trump do anything that's going to harm us. Well, guess what? They've never tracked him down, have they?
No.
That drives me crazy.
No, and maybe someday they'll find out who it is. But additionally, there are false claims that have been directly refuted and debunked in the complaint. The complainant also cited publicly that there were available news articles as proof of many of his allegations, and heavily referenced was the Organized Crime and Corruption Reporting Project, known as OCCRP.
I think that's integral to this entire investigation. We need to stay focused on that, because Breitbart did a great article on that, in which they let us know that OCCRP is largely financed by, guess who? George Soros.
Imagine that.
Google and mm-hmm. the Rockefeller Fund, which mm-hmm. are all leftist organizations.
Oh, they're beyond leftists. They're communists, but go ahead.
That's true. I agree mm-hmm. with you there. But the thing that really struck me is that, according to Breitbart, it's also financed by an agency of the State Department.
Mm-hmm.
We got to find more about that.
That was Hillary Clinton.
I'm pretty sure it
yeah.
was. I even write about that in my book, as a
yeah.
matter of fact.
It was Hillary Clinton.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
And, of course, the connections behind the OCCRP are just mind-blowing, yet they seem to be the public persecutors for a lot of the so-called whistleblowers' own claims, right?
Yes, and, you know, if we look at what happened, the exact same thing, if you recall, happened back with the Russia collusion, because in my book, I even reference Kimberly Strassel and John Solomon. They talk a lot about something called circular intelligence gathering and political pressure. Now, what that basically means is that first something really damaging, the threat, is leaked to the media. Then they write about it as though it's truth, and they keep repeating it over and over again so that people believe it's true. And then the government, our intel agencies, used those actual sources to justify the supposed truth. And if you remember, they even used those to justify getting the FISA warrants.
Well, BuzzFeed infamously
right.
Also first published the full anti-Trump dossier alleging the unsubstantiated collusion between Trump's presidential campaign and Russia, and that was the Steele dossier, which was paid for by, oh gosh, Hillary Clinton's campaign and the Democratic National Committee. How soon we forget about that stuff?
Yeah, isn't that the truth? So all of this stuff that we are seeing today is actually stuff that it's out of this exact same playbook they used for the first investigation for Russia. Now all of a sudden, now that was for the 2016 election. Now we're looking at, what, interference in the 2020 election? This is going to take up our president's entire presidency. If we don't put an end to it.
Well, I'm not sure we can put an end to it, but we certainly can slow it down, because their game. And by the way, you and I talked about this, the USMCA.
Yeah.
That's going to expire with all the good things that are in it for the country.
Yeah.
For Mexico and Canada. Nancy Pelosi is sitting on that on purpose.
Infuriating.
And it's going to expire. And good morning to James up in Valdosta. I hope you're doing well up there, James. And he's telling us he's listening. So we're going to take a break. And when we come back, I got to do a little beach and boating forecast. And Kathy and I will be right back. So don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. And we are broadcasting all across the band here from Tampa, Florida, on my flagship station. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with the Captain himself, Matt Bruce.
Alrighty, when you hear that music, you know it's time for the beach and boating forecast brought to you by the Freedom Boat Club. Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay. That's 855-FREEDOM, 855-FREEDOM to find out more. Tell them the captain sent you. Okay, today, Tuesday, We're going to have some offshore winds, northeast, anywhere from 15 to 25 miles an hour. It'll be mostly sunny. Might have an isolated shower later on today. Seas will be 2 to 4 feet with a moderate chop. The Gulf water temperature comes in at 85 degrees, the bay water temperature at 84. We had our high tide at 3:38 a.m. Our low tide is coming in at 10:39 a.m. And the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay, with their 185 locations all across the United States of America, 3 in Canada, 2 in France, they are one of the largest boat clubs in the country. Now, right here in the Tampa Bay area, you can have access to over 430 boats and 28 ports, two more coming soon, and one coming in Gainesville. Go Gators! And don't forget that everybody right now gets $1,000 off the one-time membership fee. Plus, if you're active duty military, a veteran, first responder, active or retired, work in a medical profession in any capacity, or are a school teacher too, you get an extra $500 on top of the $1,000 off your one-time membership fee. $1,500 comes off your membership fee. You just pay the balance due, and then after that, it's monthly payments is all you make for your membership. So your membership will also give you reciprocity at all the other Freedom Boat Club locations. Go to freedomboatclubtampabay.com, freedomboatclubtampabay.com, or give them a call, 855-FREEDOM, 855-FREEDOM. Make sure you tell them the captain sent you. You'll get the white gloves treatment. All right, back to our Rules for Deplorable author, Kathy Chamberlain. Hello, hello.
I'm still here.
Yes, I know you are. You have not moved out of that chair since you showed up. Well, you know, Breitbart observes that the whistleblower's complaint observes any mention of BuzzFeed, most probably due to its muddied name and the fake dossier's reporting. Now, that alone is reason to question, in my opinion, the whistleblower's veracity.
Yeah, that omission that they conveniently leave out. And, you know, it's interesting, and I'm glad that you brought that up, because back to that Breitbart article, tells us that the title of the BuzzFeed piece that was the joint reporting along with our OCCRP, right?
Right.
That, listen to the headline of their piece. It's a two unofficial U.S. operatives reporting to Trump's lawyer privately lobbied a foreign government in a bid to help the president win in 2020. How leading is that?
Well, it is. And again, in the book, Rules for Deplorables, A Primer for Fighting Radical Socialism, Kimberly Strassel of the Wall Street Journal laid out the case for what's known as the circular intelligence gathering and political pressure that you just talked about. Mm-hmm. Now, referring to the launch of the Russia collusion witch hunt, Strassel makes a convincing case. She says that the investigation began when then CIA Director John Brennan told then Democratic Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid that the Trump administration might be colluding with Russia. And that is the guy that's in the middle of all this, John Brennan, whose name is going to come up more and more and more as Mr. Durham gets involved here.
Wow, I can't wait. And I'm sure he's got to be looking at Brennan, because he really did kick off this entire investigation.
Mm-hmm. Now, let's not forget we also had James Comey. And by the way, Reid publicly directed FBI's then-director James Comey to use every resource available to investigate.
And then Fusion GPS, we all know about them, right? They came out with that phony steel dossier. Then they alerted all of their fake news media allies about the dossier that they had created with the DNC's money and Hillary Clinton behind them. It's really disturbing to see how they operate, but they're doing the exact same thing. That's what we got to really pay attention to here.
And I remember Yahoo News when they ran the headline, U.S. Intel Officials Probe Ties Between Trump Advisor and Kremlin. It came on my phone as an alert, because I've got those alerts for Yahoo.
Yeah, that was their Michael Isikoff ran that headline. And interestingly enough, and I do mention this later on in my book, too, when all this started unraveling, he basically came out and said, gee, you know what? I think a lot of that wasn't true after all, after the damage was done.
Now, the Democratic Party is again giving the agent's claim credibility, even though the agent used news articles from a leftist organization as the main evidence to support his claims, and the rest is fake news and the fake news media spreading the hoax to make it more believable. You know, Americans are sick and tired of this, and they're just not buying this stuff anymore.
Well, I agree, but I also hope that this time around, because of what we've learned from the last time, that they're going to see it coming and they're not going to buy it.
So Nancy Pelosi has learned from Harry Reid. Well, Harry Reid's no longer in the picture. Accusations of illegal activity alone, no matter the evidence, can apparently justify calls for impeachment. Like Reid, Pelosi understands that impeachment is a stretch, but that doesn't matter. The mere threat is enough. It paralyzes the victim, renders them less effective, and they know, and she said she doesn't care if they lose the House.
That's right, and let's not forget Alinsky's ethics of means and ends. We can't forget that because, and I said it last week, the judgment of history leans heavily on the outcome of success or failure, and there's no such thing as a successful traitor, by the way, for if one succeeds, he becomes a founding father.
So the left wants to be America's newest founding father of a transformed socialist nation. Make no mistake about it, the upcoming election of 2020 may be the final election of a republic if we are to keep it, and the standing operating procedure of the left has now been exposed. Let's just hope America can recognize it this time around. The whistleblower's identity for the survival of the country must not be protected, because this guy, we believe, was a CIA operative.
Yeah, and he doesn't deserve the rights that an authentic
whistleblower. No, he was planted there.
Absolutely.
All right, well, Kathy, thank you very much. And by the way, tell everybody where you're going to be this weekend.
This weekend? Trumpapalooza in Orlando.
Yep, and you'll be there at the Omni, Convention Center or whatever that is over there?
Gosh, you got me on that
it's
one.
It's Omni something or another. It's over there. Over there by Disney.
In Orlando,
It's over there by Disney.
And I'll have a table there with my book, so stop on by, but I'll also be speaking along with the captain.
Yeah, I'll be there.
Yep.
Just look for me. I'll be there somewhere. All right. Well, folks, I want to remind everybody, and of course, we're sitting here at the home of MacDill Air Force Base. We have some more air traffic is going to grow this month. You're going to see some more noise. You're going to see some more aircraft, fighter jets. The Navy FA-18 Super Hornets this month will be training here in the Tampa Bay area. And of course, they'll be making a lot more noise. You'll be hearing the jets flying around, so don't be concerned. And by the way, MacDill Air Force Base's 6th Air Mobility Wing will be known as the Air Refueling Wing, and starting today as the unit celebrates its 100th anniversary. Now, Kathy's website is rulesfordeplorablesbook.com, rulesfordeplorablesbook.com. Go over there and check all that out, and you'll be able to purchase the book over there and do whatever else that you need to do. Now, we've covered a lot of ground today. On the program, Senator Mitch McConnell, Senate has no choice, taking up impeachment. We've covered all kinds of information here on the program today. And it's not all fun and games and a bed of roses. There's a lot of serious stuff going on. And, folks, we got to get it right. We've got to get it right. We need to be the bosses of applesauce here and remind these people that we elected that they work for us. It's not about them. It's about us, we the people. And it's time for all of us to get involved and do what we need to do to let them know it. 202-224-3121. Or they're all in the district right now. You should be able to find them at home in their district. So go to their local offices. Look it up in the phone book. Find out where they're at. And I'm sure you'll be able to contact them that way. So remember, the fact of the matter is, we've got to let them know that we're watching them and we are going to vote. And if they're not doing the job that we elected them to do, we're going to vote them out. And they have to understand that. They have to understand it's all about we the people. And we the people run the House of the People, known as the Congress of the United States. Can't make it any plainer than that. That's our house. That's not their house. They work for us, we the people. All right. I'll be back tonight. with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Have yourself a great day, everybody. Stay low and stay warm up there in Montana and Idaho. Have a great day. God bless America. Stay safe. I'll see you all tonight.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.